Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Peter Bau is an economist from the University of Johannesburg. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me today.
So, does any global conflict have an impact on economies of the world?
Absolutely. The biggest impact will be on uncertainty and how markets around the world are going to be reacting to that. And then again, we have to look at specifically the nature of the impact. So if we're going to be talking about Iran, we're going to be looking at the impact on oil prices and global inflation.
Right. Today, is Iran allowed to sell their oil?
That one, I can't exactly answer that. I am completely unprepared for that question.
Don't worry. I just thought of it now, because as I was talking to you, I was thinking, you know, obviously we saw this with Russia and Ukraine. We saw the impact on gas prices in Europe. And I'm thinking, but hold on a minute, aren't there sanctions? So I was just wondering if that would, you know, what difference it makes. Or if the difference is rather the fact that the tankers in the area are unable to move.
That's not, yes, there is okay. Our big challenge.
Have I got you on safer ground?
Yes, you're far safer ground. So now we're talking about the Strait of Hormuz, and we're looking at about a fifth of the world's production of oil is actually transported through that. We're looking at about 20 million barrels a day. And so that disruption of flow is literally going to have impacts. But in short term, you know, we're not really clear on that, because there's you've got to remember that many of the countries around the world are actually stockpiling oil too. So short term fluctuations are not really that much of a concern. Mm-hmm. It's the long-term implications that we're really worried about, because they estimate that, you know, if oil prices start exceeding, I mean, we're already at about $70 a barrel. It went up to 75, it bounced back down again. But if we're looking about ahead, and let's suppose that conflict does continue to escalate, that we are not able to mitigate against this conflict that's happening, we could see oil prices escalating up to $150 a barrel. Now, there we could see a possible impact in global economic changes, anything up to about 1% of GDP. And of course, for small economies like South Africa, that could have significant impact.
Mm-hmm. The fact that we've now got the Donald Trump saying that there is a ceasefire, Iran, well, I don't know, they've been firing missiles, so I'm not sure what they think about this, Israel confirming it. How long does it take for a blip like this? This has been 12 days, this war with Iran. Obviously, there's been tensions in the region way prior to this. But a 12-day event like this, how long is the recovery?
Very long. And you know, these kind of consequences can take absolutely up to months to years to mitigate against. The biggest issue right now is trying to create some form of bring back stability, if we can, and de-escalation into the Middle East. It's an extremely volatile zone. It's an incredibly important zone to the global economy. And so the whole idea of trying to bring back some sort of, shall we say, a stability into the region, I think should be paramount under most of the global agenda right now. But the consequences of these could last for absolute years. You often would see, for example, an increase in pricing, but the chances of them coming back down, those prices restabilizing again, are very low. And of course, the broader impact on the markets. The markets are rushing for certainty. They're trying to find safer havens. So market flows are going to change, and you're going to start seeing investor confidence shifting to different regions of the world, and that could then have much longer consequences. So to bring it back to recovery within the Middle East could be a longer period of time.
In terms of South Africa's economy, we've got our very, very own issues, most of them self-inflicted. Are we more vulnerable or less vulnerable at a time like this?
I think at the moment, South Africa would be considered a more vulnerable situation. We're in a much more vulnerable situation, given that we have really relatively low levels of economic growth, a large and a persistent issues in terms of unemployment, trying to get our economy to grow again. We can see this with just the inflation rates at just at 3% or lower, just showing that this economy is not grappling with growth. And because we're so open and we rely so heavily on import of both manufactured goods, commodities such as oil, etc., it makes us very vulnerable to the global conditions. So again, you know, South Africa, we're not exactly a safe place right now, even though we seem to be far removed. But we're actually very, very open and vulnerable to what is happening internationally.
How much of our own oil are we capable of producing?
We do produce a small amount. I mean, obviously, we've got our gas works and we have our processing plants, etc. But in terms of our consumption, it is still quite small. So we are incredibly dependent on the oil production. And it's not just, let's say, in terms of transport and those things. But I mean, we're looking at the broader industry and the impact on broader industry. It actually has quite a large impact on our economy. I mean, from manufacturing, chemical industries, paints and all kinds of other things. Oil plays a significant role in our economy. Mm. So yes, we are subjected to that. Yeah, we can pick up the pressure.
And that is where we leave it. Thank you for that. A very, very interesting conversation, talking about the impact on the South African economy. Professor Peter Bauer, he's an economist from the University of Johannesburg.